From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly day in Damascus. At least 46 people, most of them Iraqi pilgrims, were killed, while more than 120 others were wounded in the Syrian capital in twin bombings that targeted a religious shrine. Images from the scene showed several wrecked tourist buses with eyeglasses, shoes, cell phones, and a mangled wheelchair scattered in the blood-stained wreckage. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring Iraq. Syrian authorities and monitors cited conflicting reports about the cause of the blasts. Syrian state television said bombs had been planted in the city's Bab al-Sagir cemetery, which includes a shrine where Shiites venerate some of the early figures of their faith. The militant group Hezbollah, however, said suicide bombers carried explosives to the shrine, which marks one of the seven gates to the old city of Damascus. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. The country's most populous state, where the BJP swept away the ruling Samajwadi Party, was the biggest electoral prize of the five states which went to the polls in recent weeks. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which some had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu was barred Saturday from landing in the Netherlands as opposition grows to Turkish campaigning throughout the European Union. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan condemned the action strongly, calling the NATO partner a Nazi remnant, the second comparison he has made between a European nation and the Nazis this week.
Bunlar ne siyaset biliyor, ne uluslararası diplomasi.
He said they do not know politics or international diplomacy. They are shaky and cowardly. These Nazi remnants, they are fascists. You should know this. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said Saturday afternoon that his country's problem was that it was a Turkish minister who would be campaigning in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people ahead of Turkey's referendum next month.
It was very difficult to come to an agreement with the Turks on this. Then, in addition to this morning on television, he made clear that he threatened the Netherlands with sanctions. And of course, we can never negotiate with the Turks under such threats.
Many European Union countries object to visits by Turkish ministers campaigning ahead of a referendum to change Turkey's constitution. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers. That could see him remain in office until 2029. South Korea's recently impeached president, Park Geun-hye, maintained her silence on Saturday, remaining inside the presidential palace while rival protests continued in the streets. Park has not been heard from since the Constitutional Court voted unanimously to uphold her impeachment on Friday. She also has not vacated the Blue House, as the presidential residence is called, where her aides have said she requires more time to prepare for her move to a private home. Tens of thousands of Koreans who supported Park's ouster and thousands of others who still support her took to the streets in opposing rallies on Saturday. Uniformed Secret Service officers arrested a man with a backpack who had scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House Friday night. In a written statement, Secret Service spokesman Martin Mulholland said Saturday that the backpack had been found and it was free of hazardous materials. President Donald Trump was in the White House at the time but was not in any danger, according to multiple sources. Earlier Saturday, the president praised the Secret Service officers, saying they had done a fantastic job and calling the intruder a troubled person. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.